Monday, January 18th, was the holiday celebrating Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. In the morning, I held a reception for the diplomatic representatives of other nations in the inner quadrangle at Georgetown, addressing them from the steps of Old North Building. It was the same spot on which George Washington stood in 1797, and the great French general and Revolutionary War hero, Lafayette, spoke in 1824. I told the ambassadors that my foreign policy would be built on three pillars: economic security at home, restructuring the armed forces to meet the new challenges of the post-Cold War world, and support for democratic values across the globe. The day before, President Bush had ordered an airstrike on a suspected weapons production site in Iraq. And on this day, U.S. planes hit Saddam Hussein's air defense positions. I supported the effort to bring Saddam into full compliance with UN resolutions and asked the diplomats to emphasize that to their governments. After the diplomatic event, I spoke to Georgetown students and alumni, including many of my old classmates, urging them to support my national service initiative. From Georgetown, we drove to Howard University for a ceremony honoring Dr. King, then to a luncheon.